Well, hello, here we are for more Tim Talks. You guys who listen to these, I'm so honored. Thank you so much. I hope they help. The one I want to do right now, I made a nice note and it says, things to keep you close to nature. I cannot begin to tell you how important it is to simply get out in nature. I know that sounds almost absurd to say that. Remember, I'm a teacher. I work with adults and kids, all types of people from all different places. And the common thing I hear is that people love nature, which I believe. And they never have time to get out in it. They either say that or they just don't do it. They make excuses. Now, think about it from a typical day for a moment. How incredible would it be just to wake up, even if you're in a house, but ideally when you're camping or out hiking, but even if in a house, to wake up, go outside, stand by a tree or look up at the sun in the morning, whatever's going on out there, look at your garden and simply offer gratitude and hope for a wonderful day. That is a game changer right there. Setting your intention, having appreciation and gratitude for nature, which also includes spirit, that's a game changer. Your day will go incredible. Even if it becomes difficult, there will be gifts in the difficulty for you to dive into and learn about. And believe me, I'm a temperamental person. I have moments in my day where I scream, I yell. I was just reminded by one of my staff members, I was up trimming branches in our backwoods. And every other word was kind of a swear word out of my mouth. And the saw kept getting caught on the tree branches and I was getting frustrated and I was alone. So it was my therapy to cuss and at the saw and the branch being cut. Not the best thing to do, but at the end of the day, it let out a little of that built up anxiety and pressure I have in me that I think all of us nature lovers have today, because we know how dangerous what humans are doing to the earth is. We hear about it every day. The more we stay educated, and I believe we should stay educated, the more weight kind of settles in upon us. And sometimes just screaming at a saw is helpful, okay? No excuses, just a fact. Just a fact, Jack. So moving back on. So in your day, no matter what happens, if you set your intention with gratitude and thanks and appreciation and with a thought about the day, whatever happens will be important to you. And then here's what's so important. Go out in nature if you can, or do it with your houseplant in your room and offer gratitude for the end of the day and wish a good night's sleep. Lots of wonderful dreams that are inspiring to usher you through the starry-filled night. I'm telling you, those two things, conscious awakening, conscious going to sleep, that'll change your life forever. No, almost none of us ever do it. The other thing to think about is just simply getting out in nature, even if it's some quick doses. Ideally, if you could, somewhere around where you live, have a little sit spot. Even if it's a deck with house plants and things like that, where you can go time and time again and sit and be with nature, be with the trees and the plants, write, do artwork, study, just meditate, and appreciate all of the detail that the earth offers, the endless, boundless beauty. I mean, that will be incredible. Think about it. You're getting on your cell phone. You're chatting on that phone. You're getting all kinds of information. You're on your computer. It's distracting you. You're looking at Google. You're answering questions. You're going down the line. You need to get out in nature. You need to balance it. The computer time's important. The phone time's important, but balance, balance, balance. Excuse me. And the bottom line, what are you doing at the end of the day with all of this? You're building up your relationship with the earth so that you can have a more peaceful, wonderful, connected life to the earth's spirituality and to the earth itself. And in building that relationship up, you will be the kind of earth caretaker that feels what the earth feels and gets inspired to go out and make something out of your life that honors the earth and helps her. Now, I can't tell you how just incredibly important that is. And it's so simple, but it takes discipline. So get out there as much as you can. Another Tim Talk would be going out for long wilderness trips where you're out for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks at a time. That is the next level and really important too. But all day, every day, to some extent, have nature coming into your life. Bring it in. Even if it's if you're going nuts on that phone, looking at that phone or that computer, go out for 5 minutes and just look at a tree or climb up in it. It will change your perspective. And literally, I just thought of this, it will make your business life better. Your work will be better. Your relations will be better. Everything will improve because of it. Hope. You know, I started these talks, and I still believe they're mostly for our alumni and future students, people who are interested in coming to our school to continue with the teachings of the school and or to be introduced to the teachings of the school, which if I had to break it down, it would be to build a deep personal relationship with nature, reclaim our birthright to be close to our earth in a personal way. A call to action, a willingness to take on the idea of becoming an earth caretaker as one of the purposes, if not the main purpose, of our life on earth. That's what these talks are about. I hope they inspire people. And I'd love to hear from you on ideas for talks you might like to hear and questions you might have if I brought any up.